times of crisis, we're confronted with our addiction to control. We're forced to face our own limitations. At the center of the Lord's Prayer is an invitation to embrace our limitations. What would it look like to enter into our dependence of God prayerfully? Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello there, church, and welcome to Common Prayer, episode 9. This is Wednesday, April 1st, and for many of you, you have probably heard the news that the shelter-in-place orders have been extended an additional month, and so we trudge on for another month or so. And you know, the reality is there's quite a bit of dread that went through my mind as I heard this, and just thinking through again another month of being holed up inside, another month of working from home, another month of whatever it is that's kind of weighing you down now. And so you know that you're not alone in that feeling. And as I was thinking about this, as I heard that news, you know, what really tends to restrain me or hold me back is this concept of the unknown. You know, none of us really know how long this is going to go on, and in some ways, that's been the hardest part, at least for me. I find myself as someone who's privileged to really have a lot of control and say over the majority of my day. And many of you probably find yourself like that too. You have this sense of control over your day-to-day doings. And it really wasn't until that was taken away, or at least the perception of control has been taken away from us, all of us in this moment, that we really begin to realize how addicted to control we are. It's this sort of addiction to control, I think, that is making this moment so hard. But that's a distortion. That's a misunderstanding of reality. There's this great story of the Protestant reformer Martin Luther. When he died, his friends entered into his room to recover his body, and they found a note that he had written in his last few days, and it was buried in his pocket, and it simply said these six words. It said, "We are beggars. That is true." It's these brief six words that really summarizes Luther's theological perspective on what it meant to be human. All of us, every single one of us, are utterly dependent on God's grace. And Luther understood that. As we prayed last week, there's this sense that not only is it this dependence on God's grace, but it's also God's grace that sustains us. We looked at Paul's words in Colossians, and we said that God is the one pumping blood through your veins. He's the one filling your lungs with oxygen. You see, church, we are far less in control than we're generally comfortable with. And unfortunately, it takes moments like this for us to become aware of that. And certainly this sort of moment is bringing up that reality. And for many of us, this becomes a hard pill to swallow because we have to live a little more loosely with our plans, live a little more loosely with how we approach life and approach our day today. But this really leads well into the next portion of the Lord's Prayer, which is this simple clause kind of right in the middle of the prayer that says, "Give us today our daily bread." Now, it's really easy for us to over-spiritualize this. Again, for most of us, we've been privileged to not really have our daily bread ever really in question. But we have to be careful not to remove its materiality from our imagination. I mean, we are people who are far from self-sustaining. We are needy creatures. In many ways, we're reliant on energy from some sort of outside source if we're going to keep on living. Again, Luther was right. We are, in fact, beggars. And as Jesus is teaching us to pray in this way, he's really reorienting us to God in a new way. He's training us to see ourselves in relation to God as needy. To pray, "Give us today our daily bread," is to center our very fragility before God. It in some ways brings us face to face with our own mortality. It reminds us of our limitations. To pray, "Give us today our daily bread," is to understand that we are fragile, broken, limited creatures. And this perception of control that's been removed from our life is really a grace of God to remind us that we are in his presence and we are in need of his presence. But there's one other dimension I want to highlight as we pray this morning is this idea that to get, you know, to pray, give us today our daily bread, is to also come into touch with our own longings and our own desires. And they're not longings and desires that are to be dismissed. Rather, this line in the Lord's Prayer reminds us that our longing for bread and for everything that that symbolizes is not to be alienated from who we are. We too quickly dismiss our desires and dismiss our longings, but if Jesus is teaching us to pray for our daily bread, he is not trying to alienate us from our desires. But rather, these desires, these longings are in fact good and healthy to bring before God. Praying for our daily bread is not to seek the annihilation of our desires, but rather in bringing them to prayer, having addressed God as Father, having sought his kingdom to come and his will to be done, is to actually ask for our desires to be satisfied in God's way and in God's time. And so it brings our desires under the realization that God is our soul's deepest longing, but that does not disconnect God from our material longing. Biblically speaking, we don't just have a body, we are a body and a soul united together. Both equally valid and both equally important. So what I want to do today is I want to pray this little line in two parts. I want us to pray through one, listening to the Spirit and the way that our own longings and desires are present. And so we want to pay attention to those. But then we also want to pray on behalf of others, recognizing that for many to pray our daily bread, particularly in this moment, may have more resonance. There may be a very genuine uncertainty about where their bread is going to come from tomorrow. And so we want to be able to pray that as well. So go ahead and take a moment. Let's settle into our chair. And as you do so, I want to begin with a breath prayer. Again, a tool we learned last week to just help us focus our mind and our hearts. So settle into your chair and take a few deep breaths, and following the cadence of your breath, just maybe repeat this breath prayer. Our Father, you are here. Our Father, you are here. And as you now slow your mind, I want you just to consider that God, your Father, is present with you now. Take a moment and consider God is with you. And as you consider that, just pray these first few lines of this prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Just spend a moment and meditate on that last line. And as you pray those words, give us today our daily bread, I want you just to invite the Holy Spirit to highlight what are those desires and those longings that are in your soul. Maybe it is quite literally for your next meal. Maybe you're facing some pretty difficult economic hardships with all of this. Pray those back to God. Lord, give us today our daily bread. Maybe it's concern for the isolation and maybe even the depression you're feeling now. The fear, the anxiety. Lord, give us today our daily bread. Maybe again, this whole thing has brought you face to face with your own limitations. Maybe even right now you've realized your addiction to control and God has stripped that from you. May you pray in that moment, give us today my daily bread. Again, take a few deep breaths and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in where it is that you need your daily bread. And now I invite you to ask the Spirit to bring people to mind, to bring names to mind who may very well not know where their bread is coming from. Be it material, be it literal food, or be it some other need that you know they're facing. Just allow the Holy Spirit to highlight a name, a face, and just hold that name, hold that face before you and before God, your Father. And maybe you just pray, Lord, give them their daily bread. Maybe it's a sibling or a roommate. Maybe it's a parent, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor. Lord, give them their daily bread. Maybe even for a moment, just consider the way in which you can be the hands and feet of God. How is the Holy Spirit inviting you to partner with God in bringing about another's daily bread? Just spend one more moment in prayer, thanking God for this time. And let's close. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in common prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.